Hey folks, Shannon Morse from ThreatWire here, bringing you a security and privacy story straight from my ThreatWire headquarters. Helpful Neighborhood Watch or Surveillance State Network? Earlier this year, Ring, the Amazon-owned company that makes smart doorbells and cameras, posted a blog about their Neighbors app, which is used to upload fun videos from their home security technology. It's also used to report suspected crimes, such as people breaking into cars in the driveway of a home, stealing packages off the front porch, or wandering into the backyard and looking suspicious. Users have full control over which videos they choose to upload to the Neighbors app, and Ring says the company does not view or share videos not posted in the app without user consent, though Ring employees at their satellite office in Ukraine were able to watch videos through an administrative web portal just last year. Ring says this app is to create better and safer communities, and their sole purpose is to, quote, make safer neighborhoods for our families to live in. Police are also using this app to find criminals. Law enforcement can use the Neighbors app to see the same interface as users, but they can view all public posts within their jurisdiction, and they can write their own posts as well. Law enforcement can also request videos from within a jurisdiction from Ring, which Ring then sends that request to the users. Users still have the right to not disclose video details to the police if they don't want to. Law enforcement could file a warrant for data, at which time they could gain access. Many are worried about how Ring is conducting business with police, though. Hampton, Virginia received 15 free Ring cameras after that jurisdiction partnered with the company. Others in Indiana, New Jersey, and California offered discounts of up to $125 off Ring cameras, with discounts coming from taxpayer funds, i.e. taxpayer money. Now, one city, Hammond, Indiana, received over $37,000 to subsidize Ring cameras. Half of that subsidy came from Ring, the other half came from the city. Again, taxpayers. The idea of a discounted camera with a free service or one that costs as little as $3 per month to store the videos is enticing, especially from the opinion of protecting your home. Amazon's Ring is making that money back in droves whenever users sign up for the subscription service. Even if a discounted or free camera is not available, many users still hand over their footage of thefts or suspected crimes willingly to police, even without the application. But some of these jurisdictions are requiring end users to turn over any footage from said devices when requested, even though that is not in line with Ring's terms of service. And some of these townships are so covered with Ring devices that just stepping out of your front door would put you on video. So at what point does a smart security system of cameras become a surveillance state? Since users are the first point of determination to opt to share videos, could you be considered guilty in the public eye even before proving it wrong if you were caught on video? Generally, law enforcement have to write a plan, they have to budget, get approval through the city government, and debate planned surveillance. And that's for surveillance that is just seen by the police, hopefully. In the case of Ring, if a user deems it so, anybody can see that footage. Police are able to use this footage with their own facial recognition technology or license plate readers to further find suspected criminals. Even if Ring faces published backlash for the consideration of adding facial recognition to their own devices, because they're a private company? Consider another vertical, that many of these videos are being used to advertise Ring doorbells and cameras on social media via paid posts. Ring uses videos of suspected criminals in sponsored posts aimed at specific neighborhoods. To catch a criminal? To sell their products? How about both? They don't anonymize the people on camera, so in the public eye, they are criminals. The user who recorded the video is in charge of consenting, not the police or the person caught on camera. So at what point does it become too much? While this is more of an opinion piece than news, I felt it worthy to share what's going on and raise some concerns. What do you think? Let me know down below. If you enjoyed this, check out ThreatWire over at youtube.com/hack5 and patreon.com/threatwire, where you can get exclusive access to my Discord server and a whole lot of other extras. And thank you so much to Tom and the team for letting me keep you updated on the security and privacy news every single week. I'll see you soon.